One of the greatest ways to decrease our motivation in life and to create procrastination and addictions and all these other kind of things is to have an identity in our mind that is incredibly unhealthy of who we are in this existence today. David Essel here, 45 years now. Amazing run in the world of counseling, personal growth, et cetera. And a lot of us don't even know that we're carrying these negative identities with us. And it could be something from 30, 40 years ago, you know, that I'm not talented enough. I'm not smart enough. My body isn't good enough. It's messages given to us that we accept by society, by well-meaning family members, by well-meaning possibly friends, that we create an identity that is extremely unhealthy. You know, I'll never be able to lose this weight. I'll never find a good guy or a good woman. I have a bad picker. I'm always anxious. I'm incredibly depressed. I have to be perfect at everything. You know, when we look at perfectionism as an identity, people at first think it's great, right? Oh my God, she wants to do everything perfectly. He wants to do everything perfectly. Do you know that one of the greatest manifestations of perfectionism is ongoing anxiety? So if you have that identity as a perfectionist, you are creating so much anxiety in your life because the minute you don't reach your own expectations, what's going to happen? You're going to back off, right? Excuse me. Got a big frog in my throat here today. So what we want to do is we want to examine, how do we talk to other people about ourselves? When someone gives us a compliment, do we say, well, if I lost 10 pounds, you know, this outfit would look good? See, this is all identity crap. This is where we are seeking outside validation, but we're not accepting it because we do not have the self-love needed in order to accept ourselves as we are today. There are other people who have an identity as codependents, right? They're always there to help everyone. Everyone else is more important than that. Oh, let me get this for you. Let me get that for you. But underneath all of that service and sounding good stuff are resentments. I'm not taking care of myself. No one really cares about me the way I care about everyone else. Do you see that identity crisis? Or what about victimhood? Because this happened to me, I'll never be able to accomplish X. Because I was raised with an alcoholic parent, I'll never be able to be whatever, fill in the blank. Because I don't have an advanced education, I'll never be able to make the money I want. See, these are all identity crises. The reason for my overweight is genetics. Now, only 10% of people who are overweight can claim that it has a genetic link. The reason I'm an alcoholic, and remember, these are all identities. It's out of my control. You know, some of those groups teach that once you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. Well, if you carry that identity, you're screwed. The chances of getting sober are about zero. Or according to statistics in those groups, they have about a 10% success rate, a 90% failure rate. But that makes sense, right? If you're teaching an identity that you will never heal from this addiction, my God, you're giving people 1,000 reasons to walk out the door and to drink. See, these are all identity crises, identity concepts that are holding us back in life. Listen, there's a million of them, right? If you need help, go to talkdavid.com. Let's work together one-on-one. I want you to get so clear and so clean about yourself, who you are, why you're here, what is healthy for you to do, who are healthy people for you to hang out with. You know, a lot of times identity goes to the people that we hang out with, right? We want to be accepted. Are they the best people for us? Are they highly motivated? Are they goal-seeking individuals? Are they open? Are they honest? Do they have integrity? If you look at the group around you and you say, oh my God, no, then we have an identity crisis. We believe we need to hang out with these people for whatever reason, personal validation, being accepted in a group, whatever it might be. But this is all identity crap. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We've got 5 books there for absolutely free that can help you as well. We give everyone a free 20-minute phone session. I want to shatter that identity and get you back to yourself, your whole self, the real self, the motivated self, the healthy self. And we can do it working together from anywhere in the world. Because of inflation, we have specials going on right now. Hopefully, it'll be allowing you to afford to work with me from anywhere. And let's kick butt. I'm David Essel. The website is talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.